I would like to ask you to now join me in using the potent power of the nodes and nulls to clear our Akash of the negative things that are held within our Akash from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime of being on this planet. What is it personally for you that you wish to clear from your Akash? What inappropriate energies are held within your Akash that you wish to clear? Together, let us create a field of intention, and that our intention is to create a multidimensional pipeline to every node and null that is on the planet. Let us communicate with our divine DNA, dear star mothers inside, dear star mothers outside, dear star mothers within the nodes and nulls, come closer. Come closer in a way that we can feel your presence. We ask for the presence of the star mothers to come closer. Inside of us, every molecule of our being holds spiritual DNA given to us in love and benevolence. This spiritual DNA is in entanglement. It's entangled with the nodes and nulls that are now online and working, pushing negative energies to the nodes, where the nodes are so sacred that any negative energy reaching that node cannot exist and is transmuted. Dear star mothers inside, we ask you to push the negative energies within our Akash to the nodes. Dear star mothers inside, we ask for this process to be done with grace and ease. Dear star mothers inside, we know we can communicate with you again and again to repeat this process. We know there are layers and layers that exist within our Akash, and that we give the intent and permission to release whatever is appropriate for us in this moment to release. Because I have divinity within me, I am surrounded by a bubble of benevolence. And the divinity in me, it's hooked to the field around me, and this field is biased in love. Because I am so connected to the field biased in love, it means that the perfect synchronicities for me are being created. I give permission for spiritual intervention in my life. I give permission and allowance for the spiritual intervention in my life to enhance my life and to bring me benevolent solutions. I expect miracles in my life.
Ah, so it is good day to you. For those of you whom we do not know, we are at Rhonda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light. With this energy of matching of the nodes and the nulls, we have to say it is no accident that our dear vessel Marilyn has come directly from Mount Ida to here. So you can rub upon her and get a little of that energy off on you, huh? You see, in that frequency, You are also, according to the keys of Enoch, which is a very ancient translation of a very, very ancient book, maybe brought here 200,000 years ago before they had writing. This is a part. This here in Lee, Summit, Kansas City, Springfield, Missouri, down to the node at Mount Ida, is a part of the heart of this nation of the United States of Americas and the southern tail down into South America. This is the heart, the open heart, as we look out in this wondrous audience of very brave souls who have their masks in their ears. We see your hearts open wide. We see the energy of your own personal light that is illuminating. So we have the transformation of that light to acknowledge the new human that is sort of moving in ever so gently. Sometime with a frequency of gathering together a particular scent, a particular sense of energy that each one of you have been brought to this location by divine appointment. You may feel that you are sparse, but your guides are filling the room. But we know the courts, when they come in, they won't see all the guides that are here. And they'll think, oh, they're at the right number, huh? You see, that is how the new frequency appears. Is what you are seeing with your eyes is only a part of that frequency. But what you are sensing with your bodies, what you are sensing with your new telomeres of DNA that were connected a few 100,000 years ago, that frequency is what is awakening now. And you each volunteered for that, for being present at that time, just like you volunteered to come here to Unity Chapel. There is no accident that you are here at Unity either, for the community, the communication of now is sacred. Every word you speak, every frequency, every line you feel is being laid out in your community, bringing it to Unity. That oneness of the divine new human. That oneness of the soul of energy is who you are. And it was interesting that the universe got to bring us all into the pandemic energy. Ooh, let's see how much these humans can adapt to change. Change is upon us. Yay. Celebrate that change. We know something good is waiting at the end. Oh, waiting for us every day. Huh? How many of you have had a wonderful pandemic? Huh? New energies coming in. You got to be still and silent and feel what it feels like to have your own breath come back to you. That is the key. You are the masters. You are the masters, just as the master Randy Luna plays on the piano. You are the masters. You are here to bring forth that new frequency of love, peace, compassion, joy, and laughter. Clarity, wisdom. For your cells are now remembering all of that. Your cells, your field is now remembering all of that information to be brought into this time, this space, this place. So you may also be tapped on the shoulder as Crayon tapped Lee and said, this is what you're going to do next. And as we tapped the vessel, Marilyn says, yes, you're going to Mount Ida. We don't really care if anyone else is there or not. We're going. But it was sold out. 3 times it was sold out. Because people kept dropping off and coming in and dropping off and coming in. Because they had to get the exact combination of individuals there. Just like they had to get the exact combinations of individuals here. So as you look around you, you see that this event had to happen here at the top of the heart of this nation. And yes, this nation can use all the heart it can get right now, as all nations can, as this planet can, as this galaxy can. Oh, dearest, dearest beloved friends, beings of light that you are, this frequency is going to continue. So hang on. This raising of the energy is going to continue. And sometimes it takes a little bit of vacuum cleaner stirring. We love that. Vacuum cleaner stirring to swish all that energy up into the pot and rise to the surface. You are that which is rising to the surface. Take a deep breath. I am that. I am. It's what was said once. I am that. I am. I am that which is rising to the surface to be the beacon of light upon this planet. Just take a deep breath and just repeat that phrase out loud. I am that. I am the beacon of light. I am. I am that. We cannot hear you. I am that. I am the beacon of light. I am. Breathe it in. I am that. I am. The beacon of light, I am. Oh, dearest beacons of light, we love you so much. We see you. We see your nervousness. Do we do this? Do we not do this? Do we take it off? Do we leave it on? Not your clothes, your mask. Leave your clothes on. Well, you don't have to. Everything is a choice, isn't it? We see your hearts opening. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity. And we celebrate that. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Crayon of Magnetic Service. I want to give you a story that has not really been told before. It's going to start more than 31 years ago when my partner was in trouble, emotionally. It happens, you know. And a human being in life going through the steps that you all go through. There's times of hand-wringing, of introspection, of sadness. You're in trouble. At that point in time, my partner was given information about a group that would pray with him. You have to understand that my partner believed in prayer. He had a good spiritual upbringing. in his church. He had seen the results of it. He knew it worked. But here was something he couldn't believe. That if he made a phone call, or even perhaps sent a letter, but he wanted a phone call, that somebody would be there in the middle of the night. That's when he did it. Silently, so no one else could hear him. Silently. He made the phone call, and there it was, a person, a woman. Very motherly she was, who was there to help. Didn't ask for money. Was interested in him. But more than that, she told him, let me take this to others. Let me take this to all of us. And I promise you, Lee, prayer works. I promise you, Lee, that I'm going to give it to those around me. And I promise you that for 30 days, 24/7, your request and your name will be on the lips of those who care about you and this place. He'll never forget that. This place was where he sits. It's now called, and was then, the Silent Unity. It has today the same policies of compassion than it did then. Requests honored for 30 days in a circle. There's someone always praying for that person who called or mailed. He didn't know it then, dear ones, and this is the news I want to give you, that he had stepped right into pure Lemurian energy. Okay, Myrtle, we'll talk about it. You take a woman from the 1800s, what do you do with Lemurian information that comes roaring in through her Akash? Information that talks about the key to consciousness being compassion and kindness, not doctrine. What do you do with that? What do you do with information that says the leadership that is spiritual of the planet used to be women and changed? And you're going to make a change so it returns that way. You see, Myrtle had an experience that had to be seen mostly by others for her to have credibility. In those days, there wasn't much credibility to any woman, especially those who wanted a position of leadership spiritually. It simply wasn't done. It wasn't there. Myrtle, you see, was racked with disease. Horrible. All over her body. But she made a statement. And she said this: I am a child of God. A child of God. That means that I do not inherit sickness. That is so spiritually logical. And she was right on the money. And in that cognization, in that moment, she stepped into the circle of 12, which is Lemurian. And the spontaneous remission was complete. She didn't know it. But what was carried in her cellular structure in the DNA was inheritable. And her daughters were clean as well. As soon as she received this spontaneous remission, and it got attention. It got attention. And she said, what can I do to start an organization, a church perhaps, a group, where the central key would all be about kindness and compassion? And how is it going to be paid for? The only way to pay for it is to have a church around it. She saw it. Now, this is not something you're going to read about, dear ones. And she wants me to say this because it was true. She started it. Charles thought she was nuts. You hear the story about the Fillmore. Some say they were channelers. Huh? He was brought on board, not through the love of his wife, but through the love of God. It's hard not to have that when you see it around you and you see she was right. She was right. And what you see here was the result of Lemurian energy, because her Akash awakened. You might say she was one of the first to make an imprint about the way things might be, to return to a time that made sense. And the thrust of it was kindness, compassion, and women's leadership spiritually. The first ordained ministers of this church, women. More women than men. Everyone was open to it, but the ones who resounded first were women. She was the first. And then it started. To this day, if you take a look at the gender balance of pastors, if you want to call them that, of leaders of the Unity Church, all over the world, women are the predominant ones. And dear ones, this is the Lemurian way, and she knew it. This is the information that Myrtle would like you to know. That this was the agenda. Through compassion and through kindness, through the love, the most loving spiritual system she could find, she started the church to pay for that which was the prayer tower. And it worked, and to this day it continues to work. Dear ones, she has not reincarnated, because she stayed right on this property. She's here now to look over us, to bless us, the us being all those in this room, including my partner. I know Myrtle. And she's just filled with appreciation and compassion as she continues to steward this place. Difficulties are ahead, Myrtle. Because the shift may very well start to change what happens here, but change it perhaps in a good way. The modernization that has been resisted simply occurs because it occurs. You don't necessarily have to call or email anymore, or even mail anymore, because now there's an app for it. You didn't expect that, did you, Myrtle? There's other things you won't expect that are very Lemurian that will be here. Expect that to go from a place of kindness and compassion to a place that does more than simply heal the emotions of those in trouble or help them with their physicals. Expect perhaps a healing tower, because this is where it's going. New energies are starting to appear that could not be here, Myrtle, until the shift. You foresaw it, a church, a tower, a system of compassion that would last more than 100 years and sail into the shift if it ever happened. And that's when you would get your due. Myrtle was from Lemuria. She had a star mother, much like Meliha, destined to come in at a time when women were not listened to and create a spiritual system led mostly by women. What an achievement. Is it any wonder that this place rings with compassion, kindness, gratitude, faith, is it no wonder that when you step on this campus, you feel something you can't feel anywhere else because she is still here. Oh, Charles, oh, he went on. He went on to a lives of reincarnation, oddly enough, to be with other women he thought were crazy. Men need to be there to support these women and see their right. Dear ones, I wanted to share that with you so you knew where you sat today and who might be here. She walks these halls all the time, and you can feel her presence all the time. The crazy Lemurian. That's it for now. Spirit blesses this place because it is revolutionary. And so it is.